Listen to this tourist guide talking about the program of events for a visit to Cardiff. For questions 1 to 10, complete the notes. You will need to write 1 to 4 words in each box. Write only the words you hear. Now you will have 45 seconds to read the notes.
Before everyone goes off to bed, perhaps I could have your attention to run through the programme for the next 2 days. In fact, tomorrow morning we're actually going out of Cardiff. It gets very busy at the Rhondda Heritage Park on a Saturday, so we've decided to go there tomorrow to avoid the crowds. Now, we'll need to make an early start as it takes an hour to get there, so we'd like you to be in the hotel reception at 9 o'clock, straight after breakfast. The Heritage Park has a fascinating exhibition on the Welsh coal mining industry, which was once so important to Cardiff. And as part of the exhibition, there's a tour which actually takes you underground. After lunch, in a restaurant, we'll come back to the Cardiff Bay Visitor Centre, where we'll spend some time and go for a very pleasant walk around the freshwater lake, which has been created as part of the new development there. As you already know, the weather is very changeable, so it's a good idea to have a raincoat with you, just in case. When you get back in the evening, you might like to hear the wonderful singing of a Welsh male voice choir. If you'd like to go, tickets are only £4.50. And if you take your children, and they're under 14, they can go in for just over half price. Now, on Saturday morning, we've kept the programme free, so you can go and do some shopping in the town centre. The St David's Centre is the large indoor shopping mall, but I'd recommend going first to the area around St Mary Street, which has a lovely old covered market and some particularly good bookshops, which you can browse in. If you're looking for souvenirs, and you can't find any in that part of town, then head for David Morgan's, where you'll find a whole souvenir section on the ground floor of this large department store. For lunch, we thought it would be nice to have a picnic in Bute Park, which is situated between Cardiff Castle and the river. We'll see you all just outside the castle entrance at 1. And if the weather's bad, we can make alternative arrangements. What we'll probably do if it's raining is take our lunch with us and have it at Hensel in the Vale of Glamorgan, which is where we're going to spend the afternoon. Believe it or not, you'll have a chance to taste the local wine at one of the vineyards there. The climate in South Wales is relatively mild, and they've been growing grapes in the area for many years. We'll be back at the hotel for dinner at 7:30, and then after that, we have one or two cultural suggestions for the evening. Of interest perhaps to the younger members of our group, there's a rock concert at the Cardiff International Arena starting at 9. I have to confess I'm not exactly sure who's playing, but if anyone's interested, I can certainly find out. If that doesn't appeal, then the Welsh National Opera are performing Bizet's Carmen at their base in the new theatre. Now, that's rather a lot of information, but if you'd like to know anything else...
Now you will hear the recording again.
Before everyone goes off to bed, perhaps I could have your attention to run through the programme for the next 2 days. In fact, tomorrow morning we're actually going out of Cardiff. It gets very busy at the Rhondda Heritage Park on a Saturday, so we've decided to go there tomorrow to avoid the crowds. Now, we'll need to make an early start as it takes an hour to get there, so we'd like you to be in the hotel reception at 9 o'clock, straight after breakfast. The Heritage Park has a fascinating exhibition on the Welsh coal mining industry, which was once so important to Cardiff. And as part of the exhibition, there's a tour which actually takes you underground. After lunch, in a restaurant, we'll come back to the Cardiff Bay Visitor Centre, where we'll spend some time and go for a very pleasant walk around the freshwater lake, which has been created as part of the new development there. As you already know, the weather is very changeable, so it's a good idea to have a raincoat with you, just in case. When you get back in the evening, you might like to hear the wonderful singing of a Welsh male voice choir. If you'd like to go, tickets are only £4.50. And if you take your children, and they're under 14, they can go in for just over half price. Now, on Saturday morning, we've kept the programme free, so you can go and do some shopping in the town centre. The St David's Centre is the large indoor shopping mall, but I'd recommend going first to the area around St Mary Street, which has a lovely old covered market and some particularly good bookshops, which you can browse in. If you're looking for souvenirs, and you can't find any in that part of town, then head for David Morgan's, where you'll find a whole souvenir section on the ground floor of this large department store. For lunch, we thought it would be nice to have a picnic in Bute Park, which is situated between Cardiff Castle and the river. We'll see you all just outside the castle entrance at 1. And if the weather's bad, we can make alternative arrangements. What we'll probably do if it's raining is take our lunch with us and have it at Hensel in the Vale of Glamorgan, which is where we're going to spend the afternoon. Believe it or not, you'll have a chance to taste the local wine at one of the vineyards there. The climate in South Wales is relatively mild, and they've been growing grapes in the area for many years. We'll be back at the hotel for dinner at 7:30, and then after that, we have one or two cultural suggestions for the evening. Of interest perhaps to the younger members of our group, there's a rock concert at the Cardiff International Arena starting at 9. Oh, yeah. I have to confess I'm not exactly sure who's playing, but if anyone's interested, I can certainly find out. If that doesn't appeal, then the Welsh National Opera are performing Bizet's Carmen at their base in the new theatre. Now, that's rather a lot of information, but if you'd like to know anything else...